Well, I have emphasized how that we are all to be part of the body of Christ.
我们强调了我们都是基督身体里的一个部分啊。
And how that we all need each other.
我们都彼此需要。
Young and old.
无论是老少。
And I was reminded of that again.
我再一次被提醒到。
When a young person saved my sermon notes.
当有一个年轻人把我的讲章给保存起来。
My iPad was about to run out.
我的这个 iPad 又没电了。
And they let me have this, borrow this, this mobile charger.
他们把那个什么充电宝给我。
See, young people are smarter than me.
年轻人比我聪明，充电宝。
And so we need everybody in the body of Christ.
我们需要神的身体每一个肢体。
So thank you for ministering to me in that way.
谢谢你这样帮助我。
Last time we observed this about the Bible.
我们上次观察到圣经里这个真理啊。
That the great story of the Bible is not merely judgment.
圣经里的最伟大的主旨不是审判而已。
It is the story of God's redemption in spite of the judgment we all deserve.
那是尽管我们配受审判，神仍然拯救我们的故事。
This is why Moses goes out of his way to describe how God saved faithful Noah.
所以圣经里头告诉我们神拯救挪亚。
The fact is though, there is still this fact.
仍然这是事实啊。
That these chapters record
这些章节记载了。
The true event of a great flood.
这个大洪水的真实的历史故事。
That destroyed every person except eight people.
除了八个人之外，其他人全部都毁灭净尽。
Eight people on the ark.
这八个人在方舟里得救。
This reminds us that God's judgment is not a subject we can escape.
这个提醒我们神的审判不是我们能够自己逃脱的。
God's word talks about God's judgment.
神的话语教导我们有关审判的事实。
And if we want to listen to God's word,
如果我们要听神的话语的话，
then we must listen to what God has to say about his judgment.
我们必须要听到神有关他审判的境界。
We cannot read these chapters
我们不能够读这些经文，然后
without coming face to face with the fact that God judges sin.
不面对神要审判罪恶的事实。
Righteously, yes.
是 神的审判是公义的。
God's judgment is righteous.
神的审判是公义的，没错。
But because it is righteous,
因为这公义的审判，
it is also severe.
神的审判也是严厉的。
You see, God's judgment is thorough.
你看，神的审判也是彻底。
God's judgment is fair.
神的审判也是公平的。
And therefore, God's judgment is horrible.
因此，神的审判也是可怕的。
Because the ones being judged,
因为那些受审判的
deserve to be punished forever.
配受永永远远的沉沦灭亡。
For our rebellion against the eternal God.
因为我们在反叛那位永恒的上帝。
If I sin against you, if I do you some wrong,
如果我得罪你啊，
you might understandably think of that, be injured by that your whole life.
你也许一辈子因着我得罪你而受伤害。
But what happens when you wrong an eternal God?
当你得罪一位永恒的上帝的时候，
you cannot take that back.
你这是犯了大错，你根本就没有后悔余地。
You cannot make that right.
你不能够再补偿了。
Your offense against an eternal God
你得罪的神的这个过犯
deserves an eternal judgment
配受永远的审判。
And this sobering holy judgment of sin
这是一个神对罪恶的严肃的叫人害怕的审判
is the study of our the subject of our study tonight
这就是我们今天要查考的主题了。
In Genesis chapter 7,
在创世纪第七章,
first of all in verses 6 through 10,
好,首先6到10节,
as Noah enters the ark to escape the flood,
当挪亚进到方舟来逃避洪水的时候,
now verse 6 says that Noah was 600 years old when the flood came on the earth.
第六节讲到当洪水泛滥的时候挪亚整60岁。
This is, this is encouraging to me.
这对我而言啊，我很受安慰鼓励。
having turned 40 not long ago.
不久前我才40岁啊。
Now Noah lived to be 900 years old.
挪亚活到900多岁,950岁。
That means he faced the flood when he was more than two-thirds of the way through his life.
换言之,他过了人生的三分之二,他才面对审判。
His greatest challenge.
他最大的挑战。
And his greatest victory through faith.
他借着信心最大的得胜。
Came as an older man.
是当他老的时候才得胜的。
Here was a man who had been faithful in regular things.
这是一个在每一天小事上忠心的人。
In daily things.
在每一天与神同行上。
Year after year after year.
年复一年，日复一日的与神同行，忠忠心心。
Remember that Genesis chapter 6 verse 9.
记得第六章第九节啊。
Describes Noah as a man who is righteous.
想到挪亚是个义人。
Who walked with God.
当时世代是完全人,挪亚与神同行。
And Noah walked with God day after day after day.
日复一日,年复一年,与神同行。
Even while those around him mocked him.
尽管周围的人都耻笑他。
Even as he labored to obey God.
尽管当他在努力,在造方舟,在顺服神的时候。
And in this way, Noah was ready when the greatest test of his faith came.
所以当他信心最大的考验临到的时候,他已经做好准备了。
In verses 7 through 10,
6到7到10节啊里头,
the flood that God had prophesied,
神所预言的审判领导,
which Noah had been preparing for,
挪亚一直在为这个洪水做准备,
finally comes on the earth.
最后终于来到地上,
verses 8 through 9,
8到9节呢,
Let me just say verse 7.
那我先说第七节啊,
in verse 7, we read that Noah
我们读到挪亚,
and his seven family members with him
其他的七个除他以外七个家庭成员,
went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood.
进入方舟逃避洪水。
Now, before we go any further,
没有继续下去之前呢,
into the story of the great flood in Noah's day,
我们讲到挪亚的那个时候大洪水之前呢,
it's important that we understand and apply this correctly in our day.
我们需要正确地明白这些真理, 而且正确地应用啊, 在我们的,
you see, some people might think of this flood,
有些人会认为这个洪水,
as just a temporary judgment by God. In other words, this judgment destroys people all over the world. It destroys people all over the world.
换言之啊,这个审判的世上所有的人啊,
but this destruction is only of their bodies.
这不过是审判他们身体而已, 把他们身体毁了。
It does not mean that God is judging their souls.
不见得神审判他们的灵魂永远灭亡。
That would be incorrect to think that way.
这样的想法是不正确的。
We must not come to the story of the flood.
我们不能够对待挪亚的洪水的故事,
and say that is a really bad story.
然后说这是一个, 哎呀, 不好的故事, 不好的,
but it does not say anything about eternity.
但这个跟永恒没关系,
because it's just a flood here on earth.
不过是个地上的洪水而已。
That is not how the Bible views this judgment at all.
这不是圣经对这个
Notice how Jesus himself describes the flood.
你要注意到主耶稣自己怎么描绘当时的洪水呢?
And the destruction that is brought about by it.
他也怎么描绘当时洪水带来的毁灭呢?
As pointing to his own second coming and the final judgment.
借着洪水指向他第二次的再来。
We just talked about that in the message before.
我们上篇信息也讲到这一点。
Jesus says that in the days of Noah, people were living and marrying.
耶稣说在挪亚的日子人们又吃又喝又嫁又娶,
and it will be just like that on the day that the Son of Man comes back.
人子降临的日子也要如此。
When God sends a destruction as big as the flood,
当神带来像洪水这么大规模的审判和毁灭的时候,
we are meant to see in this The judgment of God on sin.
神要我们看见神,他对罪恶的审判。
And that it is a picture of the fact that God will judge all sin one day forever.
这洪水的审判也是一幅图画,指向有一天他会对所有罪恶的那永恒的大审判。
That is what Jude tells us in his letter in the New Testament.
这就是在新约里头犹大告诉我们的。
He says these things, these kinds of judgments
他告诉我们这一类的审判啊,
serve as an example
是给我们做见解的,
of those undergoing eternal fire.
是让我们看到那永火的审判作为见解。
Peter also connects the flood
彼得也把洪水
with the eternal judgment
和永恒的审判连在一块,
of demons and all the ungodly.
就是那些凡事不敬虔的人和这些鬼魔要受的审判也连在一块。
This is the Apostle Peter himself
这是使徒彼得本人哦,
telling us how we should understand the flood in Noah's day.
告诉我们应该如何
So I actually want to turn to that passage and read it.
2
Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章,
and let's read verses 4 through 9.
我们读4到9节,
2 Peter 2.
彼得后书第二章,
4 through 9.
4到9节, 就是我们一起读, 天使犯了罪, 神也没有宽容, 曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中等候审判。神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了船一道的挪亚一家八口，又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将二城倾覆，焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的鉴戒。 只搭救了那常为恶人隐形忧伤的义人罗德，因为那义人住在他们中间，看见听见他们不法的事，他的一心就天天伤痛。主知道搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑罚之下，等候审判的日子。
So God, through Peter himself, applies the flood to us today.
所以神借着彼得,使徒彼得,把洪水的审判应用到我们的身上。
We are not to see this just as an old story about some other person.
我们不要看待洪水是对从前的一些人的
We are to understand that God is telling us something about Himself. And about sin. And about how God treats sin.
也有关神如何对待罪，要审判罪。
And so what is the lesson that we are to learn from Noah being saved from the flood?
所以我们从挪亚从洪水中得救，要学到什么功课呢？
And from Lot being saved from Sodom and Gomorrah.
还有罗德从索多玛、俄摩拉审判中得救，我们要学到什么功课呢？
Peter says in verse 9, here is the lesson.
彼得在第九节告诉我们，功课是这个。
The Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials.
主知道如何搭救敬虔的人脱离试探。
And the Lord knows how to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment.
神也知道如何把不义的人留在刑罚之下，等候审判的日子来到。
So God saves Noah.
所以神拯救了挪亚。
While destroying the rest of the world.
同时把其他的世人都
God saves Lot
神拯救了罗德,
while destroying Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Apostle Peter says,
使徒彼得告诉我们,彼得,
this is meant to be a lesson
可是这是我们的见解,
to every ungodly person who comes after them.
所有不敬虔的人都要引以为戒,
God knows how to deliver the godly.
神知道如何搭救敬虔的人,
and God knows how to judge the ungodly.
他也知道如何审判那些不敬虔的人。
If God did not even spare the angels,
如果神连天使都没有连续,
Peter says, if God did not spare the angels and cast them into hell,
这里彼得说神连天使犯罪也神也没有宽容, 把他们丢在地狱里, 交在深空中,
you are thinking completely wrong. If you think you can remain in rebellion
如果你认为你可以继续反叛悖逆,
against God
你继续得罪神,
and escape the judgment of God,
以后可以逃脱神的审判, 做梦,
God judged the angels when they fell. God judged the world in Noah's day.
在挪亚世代,
God judged Sodom and Gomorrah for their sin. And we are meant to understand from that that God will always judge sin. We must not misunderstand this story. And think it is only about some other people long ago. So back in Genesis chapter 7, and verse 10,
第十节,
we read this simple statement that after 7 days,
过了那七天,
the waters of the flood came on the earth. God told Noah that judgment was coming.
神已经告诉挪亚, 洪水审判会临到,
so that Noah would prepare for it.
好叫挪亚做好准备。
Then,
好,
7 days beforehand, God tells Noah,
七天之前呢, 神已经警戒了挪亚,
the flood is coming in 7 days.
七天之后, 洪水会来的,
and as we read,
果然我们读到了,
the judgment comes just as God said.
正如神所预言的审判临到了。
You and I are living just like Noah did.
你我正像挪亚当时的人生活一样啊。
In an in-between period of prophecy.
我们在神的预言的 这个期间的这段时间当中,
God told Noah judgment was coming.
神告诉挪亚审判会来到。
And then Noah had to be faithful to listen to God.
挪亚必须要忠忠心心地遵行神的话语。
And then God came in judgment just as he said he would.
然后神照着他所应许的就把审判临到。
And this is just like you and me.
就像你我一样,
as the Apostle Peter we just read.
正如我们刚刚读的彼得后书里头说的,
God has promised that there is a greater judgment still coming.
神应许了有一个更大的审判迟要临到。
One day God will fulfill his promise. One day this world will come to an end.
有一天这个世界会,
we are in that in-between period.
我们就在这个等候期间, 这个中间期,
between what God has prophesied
就是神所应许的审判要领导,
and what God will bring to pass.
和那实际的审判领导的中间,
will we be like Noah?
会像挪亚一样吗?
Noah was 600 years old when the flood came.
挪亚一直等到600岁洪水才来。
And God describes him as being a man who walked with God.
神描绘挪亚是一个与神同行的人。
Imagine the faith that took on Noah's part.
你想想挪亚需要多大的信心坚忍到底。
Noah was the greatest minority that as a believer that may ever live on this earth.
他也许是在世上最大的少数民族活在世上,
one man
只有一个人与神同行,
among what Bible students estimate is billions of other people.
那些圣经学者估计当时有成千上亿的人,
Noah and his family
挪亚和他一家人八口,
were the only believers left on the entire earth.
整个世界上留下的 八个渔民啊,
I doubt that any believer
我怀疑任何信徒,
before that or since
在那个之前或之后,
has had to face such terrible odds.
会面对这么大的悬殊的 信徒跟不信的比例,
yet Noah was faithful.
但挪亚却,
he trusted God.
他信靠神,
each day,
每一天,
day after day,
日日夜夜,
in spite of everything around him,
尽管周围的人都反对,
and in spite of what everyone else was saying,
尽管人人都反对讽刺他,
no matter what people say around you,
不管人们怎么, 讽刺挖苦。
You trust God.
你仍然要信靠到底。
Believe what he says.
相信他的话语。
When he says he will judge sin.
当他应许了他要审判罪人。
He will save those who trust in him.
他也必要搭救那些敬虔的信靠他的人。
And so then in verses 11 through 16.
所以11到16节继续。
The rain falls 40 days and nights.
那雨降了40昼夜。
The foundations of the earth are split apart.
哇，大渊的源泉都裂开了。
The same word is used here that is used later in Exodus.
在出埃及记啊，用了同样的词啊。
When God divides the waters of the Red Sea.
当神把红海分开的时候。
Only this is not the sea turning parting.
现在不是红海分开哦，不是裂开。
This is the earth parting.
那是整个地球都裂开了。
God is bringing flood out from the earth.
神把地球里面的水都带出来。
As well as rain falling in torrents from above.
不但如此啊，雨也倾盆的降下，哇，倾盆而降。
It has been estimated.
有人估计啊
，that the power of one volcano.
一个 volcano 火山爆发
is equal to 20,000 atomic bombs.
相当于20,000个原子弹爆炸。
Imagine this.
想想
Earthquakes,
地震,
tsunamis,
海啸,
hurricane rains,
哇, 这个风暴, 旋风,
all mixed into one event.
都混合在一块儿。
This is truly the perfect storm.
这是一个完美的大风暴。
This is the storm.
这是那个终极的风暴。
The storm designed by God.
这是神所设计的带来的风暴。
Sent by God.
神所差来的风暴。
For one purpose,
只有一个目的,
to destroy every breathing thing on earth.
要审判, 要毁掉世上一切有气息的。
This is not just a flash flood that covers houses.
这不仅是一个偶尔的一个洪水把房子给淹了而已啊。
This is the flood.
这是那个大洪水。
There's never been a flood like this before.
这是空前绝后的。
There will never be a flood like this again.
以后永远不会有这样的。
The flood covered mountains.
这洪水把山都给淹没。
In God's judgment,
在神的审判中，最高的山都淹没。
In verse 13, it says, "On that very same day."
在那同一天十三节。
Emphasizing not only the timing,
不仅仅讲到那个时间了，时刻。
But how memorable this was.
这是一个历史性的时刻。
There are days in your life that you will never forget.
在你生命中有些日子是你永远不能忘怀。
And this was a day.
这就是那个日子。
Noah would never forget.
挪亚一辈子都忘不了。
And in verses 13 through 16.
13节到16节啊。
It tells us the list of those who were saved.
讲到那些得救的名单。
Along with this familiar phrase.
我们看到这个很熟悉的句子。
According to its kind.
就是各从其类。
Does that sound familiar?
听起来很
That's the same phrase used in creation.
耳熟能详，这也是神创造时候所说的这句话。
Over and over again, God is contrasting the flood with the creation.
所以神一次又一次在比较他的创造和洪水之间的关系。
You remember God had seen everything that he had made in Genesis 1.
你记得在创世纪第一章，神看见一切他所造的都
And it was good.
甚好，是吧？好。
Then in Genesis 6, God saw
神看见
the wickedness of man.
地上的罪恶很大。
That it filled the earth.
地上满了他们的强暴。
When the waters in Genesis 1 came, they brought life.
当第一章创世纪那个水临到的时候，就带来了生命，对吧？第一章。
Now the waters bring total destruction.
现在第七章水带来了完全的毁灭。
For every breathing creature.
一切的有活物有气息的都毁了。
In Genesis 1:1, the earth was not able to be inhabited.
创世纪第一章第一节，这世界混沌了，不能。
But then God made it habitable.
然后神使这个世界适于人的居住。
And he filled it with life.
然后他就让这个世界充满了生命气息。
Now God is making the earth uninhabitable again.
那如今到第七章，神使这个世界又被毁了，不能住人了。
In Genesis 1,
创世纪第一章呢，
God separated the waters.
神把水给分开了，上面下面。
Above the firmament,
在那大气层以上的。
From those below the firmament,
和以下的都分开了。
Now the waters are being brought together again.
现在上下的水都又一次。
To drown his creation.
又一次就联合起来来淹没他所造的万物。
We see how serious it is.
我们看到是何等的严肃严重。
When God says he regrets making man.
当他说他后悔造人在地上。
He will blot mankind off the face of the earth.
他会把人类从地上完全除灭。
And so in verse 16 it says.
所以16节啊说到。
The Lord shut the door.
耶和华就把他关在方舟里。
It is the one true God who is sending this flood.
这是那独一的真神，他差洪水来到。
And at the same time, it is the one true God who is securing salvation for those who escape the flood.
同时，这同一位独一的神，他为信他的人。保全了救恩，关了门。
God is perfect.
神是完美的。
God is careful.
神也是谨慎的。
Both in his judgment.
在他的审判中是如此。
And in his salvation from judgment.
在他的救恩脱离审判中也是如此。
God slams the door of the ark shut.
神把方舟的门。
And we are meant to hear in that slamming.
我们要听到这个关门的声音中呢，要听到。
The Lord knows how to rescue the godly.
神知道如何搭救敬虔的人。
And he knows how to reserve the unrighteous for the day of judgment.
他也知道如何把那些不义的人留到审判的日子。
The same door that shut Noah into the ark.
那同一扇门把挪亚关进了救恩方舟里的门。
Protecting him.
保护了挪亚。
Also shut out the rest of the world.
同时也把其他的世人关在门外。
And condemn them to God's judgment.
而且定他们要受神的审判。
God is judging.
所以神同时在审判。
And God is saving.
也在拯救。
And so we read in verses 17 through 24.
17节到24节啊。
That the waters prevail on the earth.
洪水泛滥在地上。
Now when verse 17 says that the flood continues for 40 days.
刚刚17节说到在地上40天之久啊。
Understand this.
要明白。
This does not mean the flood was over in 40 days.
不是说40天洪水就过了，不。
We will see this later in the next chapter.
我们在下一章里头会继续看到。
It was actually 370 days between when Noah entered with the ark and when Noah and his family leave the ark.
其实从头到尾啊，一共有370天，从挪亚进方舟一直到挪亚出方舟370天。
The point of verse 17 is this.
17节要讲的重点是。
Not that the flood lasted for 40 days.
不仅是洪水泛滥40天而已。
But that God was flooding the earth with water for 40 days.
神在那40天当中不断地用水来泛滥这个地球。
Water flowing from above.
水从上面水浇灌下来。
Water coming up from beneath.
也从下面冲出来。
For 40 days.
40天之久。
You and I have never seen anything like this.
你我从来没有经历过这样的事儿。
This flood is still, to this day, the greatest judgment this earth has ever known.
这个洪水是地球所经历的最大的审判。
And yet, even this flood,
甚至这个审判，这个洪水
is just a small picture
不过是一个缩影
of the final judgment that is still to come.
让我们看到那最后的要临到世界的审判。
The final judgment that is to come,
那末日的审判
will not be by water,
不是洪水的
审判。It will be by fire.
那是烈火的审判。
And it will end this world as we know it.
那末日的审判会把整个世界焚烧尽尽，世界末日了。
So over and over again, it is emphasized.
所以圣经头反复的强调。
That the flood of judgment.
洪水的审判。
Is not an accident.
不是意外。
It is purposeful.
那是有目的。
It is God judging His creation.
这是神在审判他所造的世界。
Three times the phrase is repeated.
三次这句话重复。
The waters prevailed.
洪水泛滥。
Verse 18,
十八节。
Verse 19,
十九节。
Verse 20,
二十节。
The waters prevailed,
水势甚大。
The waters prevailed,
水势极其浩大。
The waters prevailed,
水势浩大。
And then again in verse 24,
二十四节又说了。
The waters prevailed,
水势浩大。
This word prevailed,
这个浩大
is a military term,
是一个军事用词。
Speaking of victory in battle,
讲到在在征战中的得胜。
Moses has chosen his words carefully.
摩西在选择用词的时候，他非常谨慎。
The earth waged war with God.
这地球跟神在征战。
The whole world,
这整个世界。
Full of sinners,
充满了罪人。
Waged war with God,
在跟神挑战。
And the world lost,
这世界失败了。
God sent a judgment by flood,
神借着洪水带来了审判。
And the waters prevailed,
水势浩大。
The waters were victorious,
水得胜了。
The waters overwhelmed every opposition,
水势吞灭了任何的抵挡的势力。
God's judgment,
神的审判。
Using water,
用水，洪水。
Prevailed,
浩大，得胜了，征服了世界。
God's judgment is stated again in verses 21 through 23.
22到23节，又一次讲到神的审判。
And it could not be stated any stronger.
这不可能用更强烈的词语来描绘了。
Again, by means of repetition.
又一次借着反复的强调。
In verse 21, all flesh died.
二十一节上，凡在地上有血肉的活都死了。
In verse 22, everything on dry land,
凡在旱地上的都死了。
Whose breath was in their nostrils,
鼻孔里头有气息的生灵都死了。
Died.
死了。
And then verse 23,
23节,
God blotted out every living thing.
凡地上各类的活物，连人带牲畜都死了，
They were blotted out from the earth.
他们都从地上除灭了。又讲一次，地上除灭。
God is the one sending the flood.
神是那使洪水泛滥的神。
Bringing his judgment on the earth.
他借此把审判带到世界。
And it is complete.
这是一个彻底的审判。
It is inescapable.
这是无法逃脱的审判。
It is overwhelming.
这是一个浩大的审判。
When God who is everywhere.
当这位无所不在的神。
And God who has all power.
无所不能的神。
Brings judgment,
带来审判的时候
where can you run?
你能够逃到哪儿去啊？
There's nowhere to run.
你无所躲藏啊。
There's nowhere to hide.
你没地方能够躲避啊。
When God brings judgment,
当神带来审判的时候
it is complete.
这是一个彻底的审判。
It is inescapable.
是一个无法逃脱的审判。
It is overwhelming.
这也是一个令人害怕的审判。
But even as we stare in horror at this picture,
当我们看到这幅图画，审判领导我们害怕战惊的时候，
at the death that the flood brought about,
我们看到审判带来的死亡，
we read this precious reminder,
我们读到这个宝贝的提醒啊。
Only Noah was left,
只有挪亚留下了。
And those who were with him in the ark,
还有那些在方舟里的人与他存留。
And here we are reminded of the gospel truth.
这里我们再一次被提醒到福音的真理。
When God comes to judge the world,
当神来审判世界的时候，
the only one who can save us from God,
那唯一能够拯救我们脱离神的那一位，
is God,
是神自己。
God saves us from God.
神拯救我们脱离神。
It was God's plan to judge the world for sin.
神计划了要审判世上的罪人。
But it was also God's idea for Noah to build an ark.
神也同时计划了要挪亚建造方舟。
It was God's grace that enabled Noah to believe God.
是神的恩典使挪亚能够信靠他。
And it was God who closed the door securely to save Noah and his family.
是神把方舟的门关上，使挪亚能够在方舟里保全性命。
It is only in God that we will find salvation.
唯有在神里面，我们能够找到救恩。
and only in His plan of salvation.
唯有在神的救恩计划里头,
no other plan will work.
除此以外没有别的得救计划,
no other ark will hold.
没有任何的方舟能够经得住水的考验,
the divine judgment of God,
神的审判,
destroying the world with a flood,
用洪水泛滥毁灭全地,
Peter says,
彼得说,
should point us to Jesus Christ.
应该指向, 带我们指向耶稣基督,
as the only way of salvation.
基督是唯一的救得救之道,
from God's judgment. Let me ask you, are you in the ark right now?
让我请问弟兄姊妹, 你是否此时在神的方舟里呢?
You cannot go about your life,
你不能够糊里糊涂过日子,
living it the way you've always lived it,
照常有吃有喝有家有去过,
according to your own plans,
按照你自己的计划生活,
in rebellion against God,
继续反叛神, 为所欲为, 偏心记录,
and expect to escape that day.
然后盼望到那一天能够逃脱审判, 不可能,
when God, who is everywhere, and who has all power,
这无所不能的神,
comes to judge the earth,
来到世上审判世界的时候,
there is nowhere to hide.
没有避难所, 没有逃脱之余地,
except one place,
只有一个地方,
and that is God Himself.
就是在神里面,
you run to God for refuge,
你要奔向神做你的避难所,
and you say, God, will you be my ark?
说神啊, 你愿意成为我的方舟吗?
I believe that you have made a way of salvation. And that when you plan salvation,
当你计划救恩的时候,
you bring it about perfectly.
你会带来完美的, 完全的救恩,
just as you shut Noah and his family up in the ark,
正如你把挪亚和他八口关在方舟里头,
I believe that those who are shut up in Christ,
我相信那些在保全在基督里的人,
will escape the judgment of God.
也能够逃脱神将来的审判,
are you in the ark today?
你今天是否在方舟里?
If you are not, I pray that you will be.
如果你还没有进到方舟, 我巴不得你能够进去,
believe God's warning,
你要相信神给你的警戒,
when He says that judgment is coming,
当他警戒你, 审判要来,
and believe God's promise,
相信神的应许,
when He says that He can save you,
当他应许了, 他必要拯救你,
may God bless you.
愿神祝福你。